Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we have some callers in the queue. Great. We're going to be taking them in just a moment. First, want to let you know, callers, or listeners, I should say, where to call in. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call if you'd like to speak with us after the show. And we would love it if you joined us on Facebook. You can find Facebook and our Twitter page on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So do go there and find our pages, follow us, send us a friend request. We really appreciate you doing so. Okay, anything else, Neil?
No, I think so.
All right, let's bring on a caller. 860, it's Susan. Hi.
Fine.
So, fine. Thanks. How are you?
I'm getting better.
So what happened?
I have an attorney.
I'm sorry. You did hire an attorney?
Yeah.
And, okay.
So now we're just waiting. It's kind of waiting right now. So I was just hoping for a reading between, you two, just kind of around the job thing.
I'm sorry. You know what? It's really difficult to understand you for some reason. It's not the volume. It's like your words are like mushing together for some reason. Can you talk right into your receiver and repeat what you said about?
Yes. I was hoping for a reading around my job situation.
Around your job situation. Now you're totally clear. What did you do different?
I put my face to my phone instead of sideways. Instead of my ear to
well,
my phone.
That always helps. Okay. So, and no contact with anybody at your job so far?
No. Other than the union,
Oh, so you have union representation?
Yeah.
And what did the union say?
Just that I was going to be on paid leave, administrative leave, and that we have to get through this process before the union steps in. So they don't really have anything to do with the legal process I'm going through.
Okay. And just talking to your phone because you're starting to fade out again. What did the attorney say? Did you see just one person and hire him?
Yes. Because he was recommended.
Okay, and what was his?
He has to wait to see the report. He's waiting to get the report because it's not available yet.
The police report?
And then we'll sit together again.
Well, Susan,
did you understand me?
Yeah. Susan, because this is a legal matter, we've got to be very careful with what we discuss.
Right. So I don't really want... I don't want any advice on the legal matter, just kind of my job, like my...
You're worried about losing your job?
Well, you know, Susan, we may be wrong, okay? So don't take this as absolutely right. But I think you're going to probably retain your position, and if you want to stay, you'll stay. Now, that's based on a psychic impression, meaning that when this is all over, there's this vague picture that you're going to stay and be reinstated in the job. And, And then that's it. We don't know the circumstances. We can't, because it's a legal matter, and we really can't know what you said or anything due to that. And we can't give legal advice, but we can, as psychics, say, well, what do we think is going to happen? Psychically speaking, now remember, Susan, it's not an absolute statement. It may be wrong.
Correct.
It's sort of an impression at this point that you're going to be reinstated and not lose your job, and a wrong has been done. Now, if we're wrong, we're wrong. But here's the thing. It's a vague impression. That's good. And we're going to put out energy that all goes well for you, and that if you're meant to stay, you will. And our approach will be that you will stay.
But can I just interject something, Neil? When we spoke with you on Wednesday, you indicated you've been having problems like for about a year at that job, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So the environment at the job has not been, I mean, it's been somewhat toxic for quite a while. And you definitely want to be able to retain the job. And that's what we're going to try to achieve for you. But you may want to consider looking elsewhere, because if it's not, I don't think the environment at the job is going to change as far as being an unpleasant place to work for you. I mean, maybe that's possible.
But you know, if you don't want to go to the house of looking somewhere else and you are proven guiltless in this matter, you have every right to be there. Who cares if they
you're
like
going
to
be 61. How much longer do you plan to work anyway?
At least till 3 more years.
3 more years? I mean, maybe you can stick it out.
I would be 100% vested in 3 years. So
you would be vested?
At that point, in 3 years. So I have to target 3 years.
Yeah. So even if you were able to keep your job, but you still had negative coworkers and things like that, you could still, you can see yourself being able to get through it and stay for those 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, cause I have good business relationships with my coworkers, with my, superiors.
Yeah.
So I could get through it.
Yeah, you can get through it, Susan.
Get through it, then.
You're going to have more trouble trying to find a three-year
job
somewhere else. It's ridiculous.
Plus, at your age, it's difficult. I mean, unfortunately, that's how the world works.
And so we're going to say that you're going to stick to your guns. You'll be found innocent. You'll keep your job. You'll be there 3 more years. If they don't like it, that's tough. But you do have friends there and people who like you. And that will be the end of the happy story. That's
our hope is that they're going to drop. I mean, I would imagine that they're going to drop the charges, because it sounds like it was a real vague. I mean, I understand that the attorney doesn't have the police report yet, but did he have any feedback based on what you told him about what you said and the action that they took?
All he said is that your friends are not your friends at work, and they threw you under the bus.
So you were talking to your...
Yeah, so, but we shouldn't be talking.
I'm just asking questions.
No, we shouldn't be discussing it. It's a legal matter, and if she states these things on the air, it's not going to come back to her. So let's not.
Well, she did last
let's not,
show.
Yeah, but now that we've established that you have a lawyer, it's going to be best that you don't repeat anything on the air incriminate you. You know, so let's just leave it at that, and And our report to you is a positive outlook, and I hope that answers your question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
I appreciate your concern and your help. I really do.
You're welcome. Well, we hope that everything works out for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. 408 and then 917. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. So
Actually, I had a question regarding something that, you know, I've been seeing all these triple numbers, like 333-111-666-555. Like, do they actually have any meaning?
You know, someone called on our last show and was seeing a series of ones. So it's funny that you called on this show and asked the same question. They can have meaning, but often don't. Often it's just, you know, your brain is attuned to seeing a number, and then it starts to see, you know, notice those patterns repeating. And it sounds like you're seeing a different series of numbers. It's not just one.
Yeah. No.
It really.
It
doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You could see three cars the same color. It doesn't mean anything. There's no meaning behind it here. I wouldn't read into it or have somebody tell you what it means. I mean, you know, if you want to entertain the idea to another extent, you might be thinking in triplets about things, or the number three might be important. But as far as seeing three numbers and you constantly see three numbers, meaningless, nothing. And you're talking to a numerologist who's been through this for 50 years. It doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it.
So what about the 333 that you're saying? Because I see that a lot as well.
You have a three pattern in your birth date. But, I mean, you know,
yes.
Your first number is a three, your second number, 312-82. So she has two threes,
yeah.
A broken three and a solid three. But, again, it's still, you know.
That, I mean, there it might be a general energy of seeing threes in your pattern because born on in March.
And she has a lot of fire and, you know, there's a lot of stuff with the third chakra going on in her life.
She has two threes, right. Yeah.
She only has two.
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
I mean, I you know, for a week or two, I kept seeing 666. You know, well, I never met the devil. You know, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, because I was just wondering about that. And then a little update, I did change my lawyers, but nothing has come back from the judge yet because on the house.
So
just
there's
waiting and praying for that.
Going through legal things.
Yeah.
That we've been talking to lots of callers with legal issues. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping that the house situation, whether it's going to get solved or not, whether I'll be able to keep the house or not, that's like right now on my mind. You know?
Well, what, you're saying you changed lawyers, but nothing's happened. What is the expectation?
So I have to wait for the judge to come back and give a different statement of judgment, or she has to tell us that if she's going to change it or not change it, and then we go from there. But until that happens, there's no hearing on calendar for this. We requested a hearing from her, but judge has not come back and said even a word right now. So
you're still waiting on that.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I can stay in the house. Even if she tells to sell it, I hope I can stay in there till next year, around April time, because that's the best time to put it on market.
Ultimately, you don't want to sell the house, right? You would like to stay there indefinitely.
No, I don't. I want to stay there. Yes. And my parents were saying that they can probably buy it. So, but he's not. Right now, my ex-husband is not willing to. Probably not willing to do that.
Well, hopefully, I mean, the goal would be to get the judge to change her mind about the sale of the house. So that's what we're going to aim for. So you're able to stay
there.
I
don't think she will do that because we both want to buy each other out. And in her mind, when that situation happens, they just order a sale of the house. So neither one gets it. But even if she orders a sale, my parents can buy the house and give him the same money that he would have got if somebody else bought the house. And then I get to stay in the house. So that's another way of looking at it.
And they would do that for you?
Yeah, my parents would do that for me, yes.
Oh, maybe. Well, let's work towards that goal because that would make you the happiest. And
yes.
It's feasible.
Correct.
So let's work with
because
energy.
Because that's what we thought, I mean, originally that she would stay in the house. So now that that's coming out, that kind of.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, you know, it's better if we work towards that goal than any other. So we'll put out energy for that and keep us posted on the progress of it.
Okay. I remember one more thing, Neil. You said to me to light up 3 candles. And I wanted to know, like, today is a full moon. So should I be doing that today?
That's fine.
You can. I don't think the full moon matters whether or not. I mean, when you light the candles is not important. It was just that action. And a lot of times lighting a candle is also meaningless, like a series of numbers. But that was a specific, you know, that was
that
a specific direction that did, you know, there was an energy field behind it.
Yeah. You know, the 3 candles is a reflection of triangular energy, Christ energy, all that kind of stuff. So there might be some impact and significance there. The moon, doing it on the moon is more paganistic,
you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The moon is mentioned in the moon and the phases of the moon is mentioned in all kinds of
literature.
And, so that's fine. That's, you know, it's fine if nothing else. But yeah, go ahead and do that. I would say to go ahead and do that. Think of the 3 candles as 3 stars, and it's and that the effects of the candle goes to the celestial realm, and you know, say a little prayer or put out a little something, a little statement about
your
future.
Yeah, you could write something down and you know read it as you light the candles or prepare it mentally.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
You were going to say something?
No, I was talking about that 666. I never met the devil. But I did encounter Nero in a reading. Popped in.
Really? Yeah. The 666, the mark. Nero.
The mark of Nero, the mark of a man, or the mark of the beast, the mark of the man. Everyone
I know there are people that say 666 has nothing to do with Satan, it's Nero, but of
Nero.
Course. It,
that's
it
Peter
is.
Nero, the famous pianist. No.
Near or far?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're devolving. 917, let's take a call. Hi.
Hi, I'm just listening mode, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Well, we were talking about the corridor of our minds, that we have the special part of our minds that's filled with imagination. And that's one of the most fantastic things that we have evolved with is our imagination. We can imagine things. I mean, sometimes it's negative things, right? Scary things, but we get to imagine whatever we want. And sometimes imagination manifests into great works of art or great ideas. So this step into imagination can either just be one, it just is imagination we have in our brain and we imagine things. Two, we manifest it into a creative project of some sort or an idea. And then 3, we venture deeper into imagination and start to probe it turning into psychic energy, manifesting the imagination into the astral realm, seeing spirits and angels.
But it's a catch-22 because although connected, it can be misleading, the imagination, because when you get into the field of psychic energy, you have to be careful not to mislead yourself.
Yeah, that's referred to biblically. That's referred to as vain imaginings. Your imagination is really incorporated in your ego, and you have these vain imaginings that aren't really connected to anything but your own ego. It's just within your body. But the element of imagination is sort of it's an evolved state of energy. Think of it as being a plane, and then a rocket. A planes can't penetrate beyond the Earth's gravitational field. Rockets can, because of fusion and the speed and everything, the nuclear energy of it all, thermodynamics. So the element of getting into a realm where there's no gravity, you're no longer tied to the Earth. You're beyond the imagination of even the Earth plane, or even the elements of the Earth, like leprechaun. Even if you're fanciful, you think, oh, leprechauns and elves and sprites. But if you get beyond that and you actually enter a realm, it's weird because it's like space itself. It's almost like there's no sound. It's not even like you're in your body anymore. You enter a realm that there's no gravity, that you're weightless. And what this means is that the imagination has ignited the astral body. And now the astral body carries that imagination beyond the Earth's force. And your astral body is now communicating with the elements and the spheres. Not your brain anymore, not your imagination. That only got you to the point to where your astral body was uplifted and emerged from your third eye, and now your astral essence is receiving information. Now you don't literally have to leave you can leave your body, but what happens is you can be in your body, of course. Psychics are standing on the ground and talking. But your third eye is opened. And your third eye is extraordinary because it's embedded in the pineal gland. It's obviously somewhere that you can't really find it. No doctor is going to find it. But it's there. And it's hidden behind the naked eye. So in biblical reference, it's concerned thy eye, not eyes.
Thine eye will be opened.
Yeah.
Not eyes.
And what does it mean to be opened? I mean, does that mean we widen our naked eyes more? People walking around going, oh, we're supposed to, I guess, get an eye test and widen our eyes more. Maybe it's correct our vision. No. What happens is that the mechanisms that produce our eyesight through the naked eye vanish. And now our third eye is seen. And even in biblical passage, Christ transformed constantly to his disciples, apostles, and changed all the time. And then again, when he walked the earth, he saw devils and all kinds of things. But that was not through his naked eye. That was through his third eye was constantly opened, constantly.
Which, obviously, in Christian teachings, I mean, this isn't, you know, thine eye will be opened is not really interpreted as the third eye.
Well, not literally, no, but.
I mean, in Christian teachings,
but
they don't talk about the psychic energy, you know, a lot of times it's excluded from that kind
of,
you know.
But here again, in Buddhism, Buddha was inspired by what? The lotus flower and the serpent above the lotus flower, which is more or less
Kundalini.
Into the Kundalini. The Kundalini is considered a serpent, but it's not really literally a serpent. It's a force of energy.
Okay, we have a caller, Neil. So let's bring on the caller and we'll get back to this discussion momentarily. Okay, hi, 313.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. This is Sherelle.
Hey.
Hey, how are you both?
We're doing fine, thanks, Sherelle. How are you?
I'm okay. I was just like messages as always from the other side or whatever you pick up.
What's your birthday again?
11/30/93.
1993. Okay.
just whatever you pick up.
Are you still in Detroit?
Yes.
Planning to stay?
I think about making some moves once my lease is up.
What? We missed that.
So I'm thinking about making moves. I'm thinking about making some changes once my lease is up. But currently, yes, I am.
When's your lease up?
Next year, March.
March. So you have about 6 months, so nothing immediately changing.
Well, you have a change coming at the age of 27. And you're about to be 26, more or less.
Gosh, you're so young.
And so that
means, I am.
That means the closer you get to 27, the closer you get to 27, and then throughout that year of 27, you're going to be making some really big changes. Huge. Who you are now is going to vanish. You're going to go into a whole different transformation, a metamorphosis, like a caterpillar to a moth, or a butterfly.
Butterfly. Well, let's make her a butterfly, not a moth.
Well, moths are fascinating.
Yeah, they're nice. Butterflies are a little bit more elegant and beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's some beautiful moths, too.
Oh, beautiful
I
moths.
Just think of moths as eating my, clothes. I know they don't. I know they don't. There's only a certain kind of moth that eats clothes.
And the moths have, some of them have, the wings have the design of the universe.
No, there's...
They're very mysterious insects. But you're going to be going through a great change. Now, as that approaches... Probably between now and the next 4 months, you're going to find yourself losing things. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that. You're going to misplace this. But you're also going to be losing things in terms of people around you. You see, because you're coming up to a point, Sherelle, where the karmas that you've been involved with that are not meant to continue in your life with you are all going to have to drop off.
Yeah, and she just had a breakup. I mean, I don't know if we can officially call it a breakup, but the man that you were seeing, you are not in contact with him anymore, correct?
No, we're still in contact.
You are? I thought you guys stopped talking.
No, we are still in contact.
Are you still seeing each other?
Yes, we're still seeing each other as well.
You are?
Well,
well, this is the one she had to go through the procedure with and all that. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And he was saying
he was mad.
He was mad at you, and he was accusing you of things that were untrue.
Well, still, he's in the element of your karma.
Yeah, you've got it.
A past life energy coming back. You two are back together again in this lifetime. But I'm not going to put a lot of money on him transcending with you into the future. They will probably break off at some point. I don't think, Sherelle, you've even encountered the things that are going to have great impact on you yet. I mean, looking forward, things have impacted you, but looking forward.
Sometimes feel sad about the procedure that I had. I just thought of regression. Regret could have been. I don't know.
No.
Sometimes I feel like I rushed.
No, don't do that. You made your decision, and you don't want to carry regret into your new phase.
Yeah.
And also, has he put any guilt on you since the last time we talked about the procedure that you had?
No,
He has not.
No,
I just think
if I were you, I would don't have regrets. You want to get it. The closer you get to 27, you want to clear everything off the plate. You need a new plate then. And it's going to be a higher transcendent energy because you're going to be entering your ninth number.
So just to remind you too about Sherelle, for the last couple of years, there's your mom's in Arizona, right?
Yes, you've got a good memory, Kristen.
Your mom's in Arizona,
that's
and you
such
were considering
a good memory.
Thanks. We were considering a move there, and we said move to Arizona. You got to do that. Get out of Detroit. And it seems like the energy in Detroit is stagnant. and you've got this guy.
Yeah, that's what my sister was saying.
He's probably not the best choice for you as a romantic partner, but now you're back with him again, which I don't know.
We're not together, but
you're still involved.
Yeah.
You're still involved. It's not a clean break. I assumed that after you said, well, no, I'm done with him. He's accusing me of all this stuff, so I'm not in contact. And so now you're back together with him. So you definitely want to start considering making changes so you're prepared at 27 for that big change. Because if you're carrying all that stuff into your change at 27, then it's going to be a clear transition.
Because why he say 27?
Because that's your karmic number. So when you add up all the numbers in your birth date, 11/30/1993, that's 27.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 plus 7 equals 9, which is your master number. So you have a change happening at 27.
Okay.
And you're, again, what, a year? A year and 4 months away from that?
Yeah, about a year and 4 months. Which, you know, if I were you, I would start thinking about letting go of the things that aren't really healthy and letting go of them, releasing them, and then start thinking.
Because
like
I said, once I had moved, I know I should never get myself back involved, and I would never have been in that situation that I was in before.
Wait, well, say that again. What did she say?
I said once I had moved from him, meaning by myself from him, I would never been in the in that position.
Yeah. Right.
That I was in before.
But you can't change it
now.
Because
of the way that I feel.
If we have 27. Funny, we have 27 minutes left in the show. I just looked at the clock.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. No, I'm not rushing you. I'm just saying it's your karmic number. I just looked at the time left, and it was 27.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
What you need to do right now is start to think about what you want to do for the next 2 years. Start, write down some of your goals for the next 2 years. And then do your best to activate the completion of those goals. Do you have two goals you can share on the radio real quick?
Sherelle?
Yes, I'm still here.
You have two goals that you want to share on the radio. I know she wants to get an education, further her education. Would that be one of them?
Oh, yeah. Well, my goals are right now, I'm really focused on a car. I really have to get a car. And by me thinking about moving in the next 6 months, what I'm going to do as far as like transportation wise or anything else. But a car is my number one, me going back to school, finding me a new job, because I don't feel like my boss is going to be fair once he do my evaluation. And I don't really think he pressed to do it because it's supposed to have been done last week. But he's telling me it takes time and everything like that. So
her evaluation for her job.
Yeah,
what do
my
you do? Are you in diet? I can't remember. Dietary something?
Yes, diet. Yes, dietary. And I've been there 3 years now. Kristen, you have a good memory, don't you?
I guess. Sometimes, yeah. I remember about the callers, so.
Yeah, she does.
Listen, I do dietary.
The car, I don't know what it means to you, but I'm seeing a car that's valued at about $15,000.
You said $15,000?
Yeah, that's.
She would have to make payments on it.
Yeah.
You said you see me want to look at a car and it's $15,000?
That's right.
Oh, really?
You blew your nose. What is that disgusting to you?
No. I was just saying, you saw me going to look at a car.
$15,000. Is that within your range if you're going to make payments?
I'm not sure because I want to know where will my income be coming in.
Well, she, if she's going to move, she doesn't know where she's going to move. And then if she sign, if she gets the car, you know, then she's making payments to a dealership, which is not even in the same state. So does she get a car if she moves to Arizona, or does she stay in Detroit? Well, you've got a lot of stuff up in the air, and your lease is up in March. So you've got to start thinking. You've got to set your goals.
Do you want a new car or a used car?
It really don't matter. See, how I go about it is my job, you know, like if I make enough money, when I, you know, last or, you know, anything may happen, I would just be.
How much do dietitians, how much do dietitians make in a year? How much can they make?
The dietitian?
Well, she's not a dietitian. You're a dietary aide. So how much?
To the resident. They start off at $10 an hour.
Oh.
$10 an hour, but you want to go back to school, maybe.
Yes.
So I would suggest, you know, $10 an hour isn't going to get you far. What you need to do is go back to school.
Yeah.
And maybe get some assistance and start to really get serious about improving your education.
And again,
where
is she going to go to school? Is it going to be here? There in Detroit, or is it going to be in Arizona? And 610, we're going to be getting to your call in just a sec.
Okay, so
you need to make serious decisions about whether you want to move or stay and what you're going to
do. True.
You know,
is it advantageous for you to go back with your mother? Would you live with her?
Yes.
Do you get along with
her? My sister. Yeah, me and my mom, we get along. We always live together. It'd be time we wasn't together is when she moved.
I don't know if she's gonna like the weather in Arizona though. You like cooler weather, don't you, Sherelle?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Chris, like my best friend. Goodness, you know too much.
No,
you know too much, Chris. We like my best friend. That is so cute.
Would you save money by living with your mother for a while you go to school?
Oh, yeah, because eventually I'm going to be wanting my own space and everything.
As long as she runs the AC, she can probably handle it.
That's probably your best maneuver right now, unless you want to tough it out and do it on your own. But if you can save some money, live with your mother for a couple of years, how much education do you need to get to set your goal? How many years?
Just 2 years.
That's a
I have my bachelor's degree.
Okay,
you have your bachelor's degree?
That's so quick.
So you're going to get a master's?
I would have.
You're going to get a master's?
No, I said I would have.
Oh,
no,
you
I
would?
No, I said I would have. Yeah.
Oh.
So you need
I
a bachelor's.
I got my associate's.
Oh,
yeah,
so you need
my associate's.
2 more years. Go back, live with your mother for 2 more years, get into school, save some money, get your degree.
Then I'm on my way.
And you're moving. And then
you're on your way.
That's what I would say.
Well, thank you. Thank
okay,
you both.
Cheryl. Good luck.
Love you all.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet. Thank you.
You too.
We love you. And
all right.
Keep us posted.
I will. Y'all have a good day and a good weekend.
You too.
Y'all been so helpful ever since I've been knowing you all, both of you
all.
Thank
you.
Y'all
thank
so
you.
Helpful.
Thank
and
you.
I just love y'all just being a couple.
She loves
yeah, just a perfect couple.
Oh, thank you.
That's yeah, cool. We're actually Siamese twins.
Huh? You say y'all Siamese twins.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's bring on 610. Hello.
Hi.
610. Hi.
I have a few questions. One has to do with family.
Okay.
My mother passed away in the year of 2000.
Okay.
Ever since then, my brothers and sisters have not spoken to me. I've always stayed in contact with my father until 2 years ago. He told me I was not his daughter. I was wondering what brought that on.
Your father said what to you about what?
I was not his daughter.
Oh, disowned?
So, well.
I guess.
Can we get your name, please?
Jodi.
J-O-D-I?
Why?
Why? Okay.
Don't ask me why.
Oh, you're right in line with our stupid sense of humor. Okay, Jody. And what is your birthday, Jody?
8/26/61.
I wrote an 8 down before she said an 8. 8/26/61. And 10/16/26/27/27/33/6. Is that right? Did I add that up right? Okay, well, do you know your father's birth date?
October the 29th. I don't recall the year.
All right. Do you know how old he is?
He's late 80s.
Okay.
And I just recently sent him a card because his wife passed away last year. And, of course, anyone who passes away in the family, they don't tell me. So I just found out this year. So I just gave him a card. And I'm not sure how he's going to react to that.
Right. So he said that to you. I mean, something happens with your siblings.
Something definitely happened.
Well, yeah, obviously. But something, I think, with your siblings, I don't know what they – why did you have a break with your siblings, first of all?
Ever since my mother passed, I wanted everything to be honest, down, split down. They tried to get the in-laws involved. I went through 3 lawyers to settle because I wanted to buy her house. I wanted to buy it whatever it was appraised, and everything got split. Apparently, 2 sisters got some bonds, didn't share. 1 sister got some insurance, didn't share. I don't know what else was out there. They didn't share. But apparently, I was the bad person.
Yeah. Did you have a closer bond with your mother than your other siblings?
Yes.
Yeah, and were your parents divorced or were they married at the time of her death?
Divorced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, what's going on, Jody, is that the element of your energy, you came into the world with a different karma connection to your mother than the other kids and even your father.
Correct.
So
correct.
You have a kinship with your mother. And unfortunately, in life, families can be split apart in that regard. So you're sort of on the side of the fence connecting to your mother, and your father and your siblings are on the other side of the line.
So the problem, though, the curious thing is that your father had a relationship with you for many years after the death of your mother, but then suddenly turned.
Yeah, but it was a connection. But it wore off.
Right.
It was an after effect.
Well, that was another thing. My dad and I were very, extremely close, and they were jealous of that.
Yeah, so I think the siblings did something to turn your father against you. That's what I think.
That's exactly.
And there's probably some kind of lie that they told about you, something you did, and he believed it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
His rival. You know, I mean, rivalry with siblings is common. Goes all the way back to the beginning of
time,
recorded
Cain and Abel.
Narrative time. So it's common. It happens. And your energy, your soul has a different warlike tendency with your sibling souls. And now that you've all come back to the planet together, that energy level and that past life level is affecting all of the immediate actions. So they're virtually your enemy. And it's probably going to be that way. The only thing you can do is fight for your rights, try to make things correct by legal standards, or you just split apart and
did,
go on your way.
Did you receive anything from your mother's estate?
I end up purchasing the house.
You did get the house?
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. So that's
but
good.
It's now, I don't have it now, but yeah, I did purchase the house back in 2000. And
you,
like I said, it was 7. It was 7 against 1.
You
and
sold
I had the in-laws involved.
You sold the house on your own accord. There's nothing that caused you to force sale the house from the siblings or anything like that, right?
No, they had nothing to do with it.
So you sold the house.
Well, like Kristen said, your siblings probably encouraged your father. Your father can be manipulated, and whatever energy he had with you, it came to its end. He may return with guilt. He may have some guilt factor going on. But give your siblings.
How do you think he's gonna feel about the card? He should have it today or tomorrow.
Guilty. He won't know what to do. He's not gonna know what to do because you're still his blood, and you haven't overtly done anything to harm him. You haven't done anything to. You can't figure out, Jody, in your mind what you did. Can you or can't?
I didn't do anything. Actually, they live closer to him than I do. I'm hours away, and I would call him at least 2 times a week. And we would talk, have fun over the phone. And one time I just called him 2 years ago, and he said, "You're not my daughter. Don't call here again." So I called him afterwards, left him cool down. I'm like, where in the heck did this come from?
He's nuts.
And then I called him again, and he says, "I don't know why you're calling me. You're not my daughter. Don't call again."
Horrible.
Well, he's crazy.
Horrible.
He's crazy, but down deep inside, the reaction to your card, to the card, will be guilt. And I don't know what's corrupted him, except maybe your siblings.
Right.
And they are making lies about you, and he's believing
yeah.
them. Because...
Well, they did that after my mom passed away. Yes.
What did they say about you?
Apparently, somehow, I screwed them in the estate, and actually I'm the one who wanted everything honest. Everything gets split down. Everything goes honestly.
Divided equally.
But they're the ones that end up stealing from me.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah. It's a bad karmic situation, and it's very hurtful to be rejected by a parent. And, you know, it's possible that he will feel guilty enough to eventually contact you again. But if not, Jody, I mean, you can think about it this way. If you cut the karma with your siblings and your father and you, you know, don't bring that up with you when you die, then you don't have to return to deal with that karma with them again. You know what I'm saying? So,
correct.
You know, people think that, you know, we all rejoin in heaven with our family. It's not true. And oftentimes, because of karmic ties, we have to come back to the planet to resolve karma with individuals. So you want to reduce the karma as much as possible so that you don't have to
correct.
Do that. You don't want to end up in the same family unit with these people again.
No, I don't.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's,
you know,
another way to look at it. I'm, you know, even though it hurts.
You're having some trouble with your father. I get that. And you love your father, and he suddenly turned on you. And we're signaling the idea that your siblings are somewhat evil. They're dark. They're miserable people, and they don't like
yes.
you. And they've influenced
yes.
him to such an extent that he's bought into their lies. So whatever that is, if that's what he's done, you sent your card, you made your peace. Say, I've sent my card. I wouldn't, if I were you, in the boldest way you can, move on. If he doesn't respond, if he ignores it, whatever he may do, you move on. If he wants to reach out to you, that will be to his betterment. But for
right.
you to go on feeling tortured over this, it's not going to be healthy. And, you know, you haven't done anything. I don't think you've done anything. I don't know what they're talking about.
Do you have other people in your life that are a support system for you, friends?
Yeah.
So that's...
Do you,
you
have
know.
Some animals? Do you have pets?
I have one right now.
Yeah, because I'm feeling that around you. You know, embrace the living things that love you.
Correct.
Don't embrace the things that don't love you. And if your father's turned his back on you, you say, good riddance, okay, that's the way you are. I'm your blood. If that's what you decide to do, I'm not going to hold on to you because I'll get sick. Good.
Correct.
You make your decision. I'm going to go forward and hold on to the things that love me. and I'm not going to fight with negative energy. I'm not going to do it. So that's what I would do if I were you. And, you know, you're still relatively young, and go forward. And you know, I would say don't waste any more time trying to figure out what your dad's going to do next. Whatever he does, he does. It sounds right to me like he might feel a little guilty with the card, but the way he is right now, who wants to talk to him?
Well, I haven't talked to him in over 2 years, but yeah, exactly. You know, I just wanted to reach out. It was a very pretty card, just thinking of you. And I just put in there that I just, you know, recently found out about your wife passing. She loved you very much. And that was it.
Right. And that's big of you to do that after he's treated you in the way that he has. So, you know, you're the better person.
Yeah. That's a good note to leave it on.
Yes.
Move forward.
Yes.
Okay. Was there anything
else? No, I'm not harping on it. Yes. Moving. I'm living in a camper right now, and I have to move the camper. Do you see me move? Yeah. Do you see me moving the camper to another campground or buy
where
a house
do you live,
or like, right now?
No.
Jersey.
Oh.
Jersey, New Jersey?
Yes.
So you. Wow.
What? So you have to move the camper. You can't stay in certain areas for too long?
I'm trying to find a place that if I stay in the camper, I got to find a place to live year-round,
mm-hmm.
which is hard to do.
But
it's time to move out of the...
Are you only going to campgrounds for this?
Right now I'm living in a friend's backyard, and they're drunks. And I got to get away.
Oh, my God.
What happened to your house? I mean, what happened to the house that you bought?
I was in a bad car accident, and I ended up losing it. And then my boyfriend, he lost his home in Jersey. So we ended up in a camper.
Oh, man.
Can you go into a trailer park? Is there a place where you can have permanent residency?
The only place you can put these is a campground, and they only have...
It's not a trailer, a camper. And is that expensive to be in a campground, like the daily fees? Is that going to get you...
Somewhere.
I mean,
do you have a job?
I'm
disabled due to the car accident.
You're disabled from the accident. What happened? Injury-wise?
I hit his head on, my son and I, and my knees, my neck, my back. I used to operate heavy equipment. I used to have a really great job. Very independent.
What would you talk to your son?
My son, for some reason as well, he just moved to Nevada, and he stopped talking to me. So, I don't know.
Bad family karma.
Yeah, some messed up. Would you consider moving to a different state and getting out of there?
As soon as we can liquidate, yes.
Okay, so that's what I would suggest. Liquidate and move to a different state. And you say we. Are you living with your boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend. And his health isn't all that well either because of the stress.
Yeah, you know, Jody, liquidate, move to a different state, have a fresh start.
Yes.
And I don't think the state you're living in, it just doesn't feel like it's a good place for you. You're not having good luck there.
No, it's not. Nor is Pennsylvania. But we have to liquidate. He just kind of got a good job. So it looks like we might be staying down here probably for the winter.
He does have a job.
Yeah.
He works.
Yeah.
Then what's happening is your karma is now mixed into his karma, so you can't just move. I see.
So
he's keeping you grounded there.
If he has a job, is there any way for you to get out of a camper and into a home to rent or an apartment, something?
Oh, I'm telling you what, these rentals, they're expensive.
Mm.
That's what our goal is, but until we can
you're better off renting or something. If you have to keep moving, you might have to just keep moving your camper around. I don't know. If he's got a more permanent job and it's a good job, maybe you can reevaluate your living situation and move into something a little bit more permanent.
How much is he going to make a month for a job? Do you know?
He's just looking into a different job at the same location, so I'm not sure.
You don't know. What does he make right now?
He makes $3,500 a month.
$3,500 a month, and you're living in a camper? I mean, and do you make disability?
Yes.
Do you get disability insurance? How much do you get from disability?
I'd rather not say. It's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Okay.
Well,
there should be enough money with $3,500 plus disability insurance to be able to get into something as a rental. I think you should aim for getting out of a camper and into, you know, a somewhere with roof over your head, you know, an apartment.
Right.
Can you afford where you're living right now, despite the fact that it's drunks there?
Well, it's in a camper in their backyard.
I know.
Yeah, we got to get away from that. It's too drama. It's too negativity and drunks, and I just don't get along. It's just negativity.
Okay, this is a solvable. You're not going to the moon. This is solvable. He's got a job.
And it sounds like he's changing jobs, so it's going to increase his salary.
Yeah.
You guys.
Correct.
Start looking around where you could plant your camper, at least for maybe another 6 months and close to his work. And there's a name like Evergreen or something like that. I don't know if that's going to be a clue to where you're going or there's a campground, but just.
It's called Holly Green or Holly something that I've been trying to get into. It's not far away. It's year round.
There you go.
That's it. The green.
Today, tomorrow?
I don't know. We're going to close the show, but that's a good sign.
Jody. But yeah, good sign.
Okay, great.
Okay,
thank you
good
so
luck.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're back on the air on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.